from EMS Office Hours, and this is your Monday Minutes. Okay, today I'm focusing a little bit more on EMT or paramedic students. And as a student in EMS, and this goes for both when you're riding on the ambulance or if you're doing clinical rotations inside the hospital, as a student, I always recommend that it's a good idea to try to kind of set the stage for your shift. Let the preceptor, whether it's a nurse, a doctor, a paramedic, okay, let them know what it is that you need to accomplish. Whether it's, I have to get an intubation, I haven't intubated in a while, or maybe you want to do a large bore IV access, you haven't had any opportunities to start an IV with a 14 gauge or 16 gauge catheter, haven't had any trauma. So let them know if you get that type of a call that you want to be aggressive and you want to go ahead and jump in and do those skills. Let's say you haven't done a drug calculation. Let them know that if you have an opportunity to do a drug calculation on a call, that you want to do it. Now, what happens is that sometimes when you get on a call with the preceptor, especially in the field, when all the stuff is going on and the call starts to kind of evolve, if you don't step up and step in, the preceptor is not going to wait for you to go ahead and do that. By setting the stage early on, you're letting the preceptor know that you want to do these skills, you want to do these procedures, and this way when the call does drop and you get a patient who is presenting in a specific way that you can do what you need to do, you can go ahead and step up and do it, and you're not, there's no confusion, there's no, the preceptor looking at you, waiting for you to step in. There's no hesitation. You've already set the stage, you've already told the preceptor what it is that you need to do, what you want to do as part of your clinical experience, and when the patient does present that way or the opportunity does come into play during a call, you can go ahead and jump right in there and get it done. If you wait until the call happens and then say, well, I'd like to do it or not like to do it, sometimes the preceptor might not let you do it or might not be aware that you need to have it done and is focused more on patient care and what needs to be done for the patient, not necessarily what needs to be done for you as a student. So by setting that stage early on, you've already got that out of the way when everything is nice and calm. You've already done it before anything starts happening, and it's, you know, the expectations for that shift are set. So always try to go ahead in the beginning of any shift that you do as a student, whether it's EMT, even if it's just taking a blood pressure, if you haven't done a lot of blood pressures lately, something like that, make sure that your preceptor knows what it is that you're looking to do for that shift, what it is that you haven't done recently or haven't done yet. So this way, they're aware that you want to go ahead and be aggressive and do that when the opportunity arises, and they'll also know that if you haven't done it yet and you want to do it, that they need to pay attention so when you do that skill, they can make sure that you're doing it right and that they're paying attention to the procedures and the steps that you're taking when you do it, and that's where they know that this is your first time doing that skill. So those are my just quick tips when being a student. Again, make sure you set that little stage early on in the shift when everything is calm, you're checking out the ambulance and whatever, and don't wait until you're on a call where all kinds of stuff is happening and you can't get a word in edgewise and nobody's in a way for you to do patient care. They're going to go ahead and jump in and do patient care. So I hope maybe if you're a student that these Monday Minutes are going to help you out a little bit. If you have some tips of your own that you think might help other students, be sure to post them in the comments below. Have some Monday Minutes of your own, go ahead and drop me a line. It's jhoffman at ems-safety.com. I'll go ahead and try to include them in an upcoming Monday Minutes session. So I hope you can use these Monday Minutes again. This is Jim Hoffman from EMS Office Hours, and as always, stay safe.